त्रियेश्वरी
महेश्वरी
सुरेश्वरी त्रिवेदी भारतेश्वरी प्रमाण शासनेश्वरी रमेश्वरी क्षमेश्वरी प्रमोद काननेश्वरी ब्रजेश्वरी ब्रजाधिपे
श्री राधिके नमोस्तुते
राधिका के
Who's Radhika?
Toto Ishwari.
She is the goddess.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Je Patni.
Brahma's wife.
Lakshmi ji.
Lakshmi, wife of Narayan.
Aarad. Tardev ke bahut pradan kare.
She gets grants benediction even to Lakshmi. Aarad
bahut pradan kare Tardev ke.
She has ability to bestow benediction
on Lakshmi. Rameshwari.
She is Rameshwari.
Kshamaishwari.
She is actually Kshama
Ishwari. Vrindavaneri Ishwari.
She is the goddess of Vrindavan.
Kiti mama tam samamni samvevan nandini karo tu santa samjanam kripa katash bhajanam bhavet tadaiva sanchita trirup karmanasanam bhavet tadapajanjana जाती समस्त बंधन दूर हो जाए
ऑल द बॉन्डेज विल बी फिनिश्ड
आज कृष्ण मंडल के कृष्ण मंडल की
वन विल एंटर इनटू द कृष्णास मंडली
गोपी मंडल
वन विल एंटर इनटू गोपी
मंडल प्रवेश है तो उत्तम श्लोक
सो दिस अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल
सॉन्ग नमामि नंदनंदनम
नमामि नंदनंदनम
नंद नंद नाटकम पठे जयानिता करे भवा विदुस्तरम भवे
By reciting Nandanashtakam, one will receive the lotus feet of Krishna.
Damodar Maas
In Damodar, every day we should recite in this month of Damodar.
Ejana Kirtane Purbe, Asle Esha Vistav Sutra Hole, Srimati Radhika,
Radhika will become very pleased.
She
will become very pleased and will grant her dasya. One should recite these sutras. And one should offer obeisances. Tomorrow. Yesterday I told about Yashoda Devi. Yogis by tapasya, they control their mind, but they cannot conceive Krishna's lotus feet in their mind. But Mother Yashoda, she ran behind Krishna and caught him. Kal Saman, Jarasandha. They could not catch Krishna. This Bhagavan who is endowed with six opulences, Mother Yashoda caught him. This is Prem. Krishna was controlled by the Prem of Yashoda. Krishna caught one hand. Krishna caught the hand of Mother Yashoda by one hand and he caught the churning stick by the other hand.
परब्रह्म के जाते के सत्य सत्य जोनी कृष्णा
श्री कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल द ट्रुथ मदर यशोदा इज एक्चुअली चैस्टाइजिंग कृष्णा थ्रेटनिंग हिम टू बीट हिम कॉलिंग हिम अ थीफ लायर मदर
अत्यंत भीत भए
कृष्णा इज वेरी अफ्रेड ऑफ द मदर
यदि बोलो ये सब तो लीला करते
हैं समन में से दैट ही इज जस्ट परफॉर्मिंग अ पास्ट टाइम बट कुंती इज सेइंग What austerity did Nanda? Nanda
Sayo Evo Mahodayam Yashoda Cha Mahabhaga
Papau Yasya Stanam Hari
Oh, Nanda Baba ki kari chile? Je Krishna tahar juti niye matha par niye
Nanda Maharaj, what austerity he did? Actually,
Yashoda Maharaj
Krishna is carrying the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on the head.
Lucky they can't get your marble.
The source of all the universes,
Sri
Krishna, is actually drinking her
breast milk. Mahaswas Kampa Tire Khanka Kanta Chita Kriva Damo Daran Pakti. Oh, yes sir.
So in this month of Kartik, every day we are chanting different prayers and astakams like Siddhamana Astakam, Sinandananda Astakam. By this, Srimati Radhika is easily pleased. Who is Srimati Radhika? She is Sureshwari, the presiding goddess even of the wife of Lord Brahma. And Rameshwari, she is the presiding deity or the Ishta Devi even of Lakshmi Devi. She is also Kshameshwari, she is full of forgiveness and mercy. And by performing, chanting this, asking this prayer to Radharani every day, Kadak Kadisya Siyamam Kripakataksa Bhajanam, then at the end, one will, all bondage to all attachment to material existence is broken, and one enters the mandal, or the arena of Krishna, which means Krishna was always surrounded by the gopis. And the Nanda Nandan Astik is not less. Bhavatta Deva, one who chants this, also all his attachment is destroyed. Therefore, in this month, by chanting these Astikams, easily Radha and Krishna become pleased with us, and even we can become their servants. Therefore, the yogis, after hard austerities, their mind with completely clear minds, they cannot see Krishna. But that same Krishna is caught by Mother Yasoda. Jarasandha, Kalyavan, pursued Krishna but could not catch him. But Mother Yasoda caught him. Thus Krishna taught he is only bound or captured by Prema Bhakti, pure devotion. In one hand, Mother Yasoda has the stick, I will beat you. On the other hand, she has the rope, or holding Krishna. With the other hand, she has the stick. And Krishna is afraid. Kunti Devi, in her prayers, she said, that Krishna, who by chanting the name, even death personified, is afraid of the name of Krishna. But that Krishna is afraid of the stick in the hand of Mother Yasoda. Then Kunti says, Krishna is not pretending. This is not a drama, not a lila. Then really he is afraid. Therefore, all glory to Sri Nanda and Yasoda. Nanda King Karod Brahmana, Srayleva Mahabha. Yasoda Vah Mahabhaga Papo Yasyam Stanam Hari. That Nanda Baba is so fortunate, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, carries his shoes upon his head and comes dancing to him. What to speak of the glories of Mother Yasoda? The Supreme Lord of millions of Vaikunthas drinks her breast milk.
When Mother Yashoda took the stick in her hand, she wanted to beat Krishna. That time Krishna attempted to go behind the mother and he began to weep by his eyes. Collyrium from his eyes began to the tears of his eyes mixed with the collyrium of his eyes, and Krishna, it appeared like a black Jamuna river. And he began to tell mother, plead mother, please don't beat me. Mother asked, would you do it again? He began to wipe his eyes, then the black color of the collyrium. So actually tears began to flow from his eyes. It was black color. The ornament around his neck, his earrings, he began to take deep inhalation and exhalation, deep breath.
So
his weeping was very sweet. His skin is very beautiful. His threefold bending form is very beautiful. Everything he has is very sweet. He is the ocean of
beauty.
He is the ocean of beauty.
His
naked beauty is very beautiful. Mother wants to beat him, that is also beautiful. Mother told, all right, I will not beat you. She threw away the stick. But I will bind you up. Why should I bind you? You are a wicked fellow. Otherwise he will go to Brahmanda Ghat. Or he might go away somewhere else. So better to bind him, otherwise he will be angry and run away. Then later on I will feed him milk and then he will become peaceful. But for the time being I will bind him. So thinking like this, so actually she began to endeavor to bind him. She told one of her friends, Sakhi, please collect all the ropes from our goshala. First she used the silken rope which was used to tie her hair. Then she began to attempt to bind him by that silken rope. First I should bind this khal. First I should bind this rascal and then the ulukhal means the grinding mortar. So both should be bound together, both are accomplices. So Krishna and also the grinding mortar. So actually taking the silken rope from her braid, she attempted to bind Krishna. Actually, that rope was very short, two fingers too short. It could not bind Krishna. It was could not measure even the waist belt of Krishna. But even it could not even finish one round. Could not even finish. So then she told her sakis, "Oh, bring more rope from your house." All the sakis told that today Krishna cannot be bound. In his destiny, no binding is there today. But Mother Yashoda was adamant. She said, "No, I will bind him today. Today I will not leave him. I will bind him no matter what." Why she could not bind him? Krishna was thinking in the mind, if Mother will bind me, then I will not be able to play with my sakhas. Cows will never give the milk, even if the cows are next to them. All are waiting for Krishna to give milk. So all the sakhas also waiting for Krishna. The cows are waiting for Krishna. So Mother actually, so the Aishwarya potency, mood of opulence came. So the best was not increasing the size. Actually the rope became 1 or 2 miles long, but still the belly could not be bound. Actually Krishna cannot be bound unless there is the mercy of Krishna. Also one has to attempt to bind him. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has said, there are two are required. Ramanu Sampradaya to explain, Marjar Nyaya and Markat Nyaya. Marjar means a cat. Cat will hold a kitten in the mouth. And monkey, she monkey, the baby of she monkey will hold tightly to the belly of the she monkey. Yeah, but sometimes it is seen that the baby monkey falls down and mother cannot protect. So baby monkey will catch to the mother's belly by force and the mother will carry him. But kitten is not doing anything, but mother is holding that kitten by the mouth. The purport of this. We should be surrendered. We should surrender in such a manner. We should not do anything. We should just surrender to Him. Bhagwan will show mercy to us. Some other side is. The baby monkey actually holds tightly to the belly of the monkey, but Mahaprabhu has reconciled this. Bhagwan's mercy is everywhere. But unless we endeavor ourselves, Bhagwan's mercy cannot be obtained. Yashoda had taken a vow. I will fast today, tomorrow, whole life I will fast. I will not eat unless I bind him. विश्वत्रिचि मगहरतवाकरण कारुण्य
रूप सनातन रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी
रूप एंड सनातन दे हैड ग्रेट रिनाउंसिएशन
वो पूर्वे कश्यप अदिति करोड़ हजार हजार वर्ष
कश्यप अदिति स्टूड ऑन वन लेग स्टैंडिंग ऑन वन टो they actually perform austerity for millions of years. Then only Aditya and Kashyap could obtain Krishna as the son. Rupa and Sanatan are performing, chanting fixed number of rounds. Always chanting the names, keeping a fixed number of rounds. They were offering pranam 1,008 times. They are offering pranam, 1,000 pranams to all the places, past time places in Vrindavan. Sometimes they are sleeping for 5 minutes, sometimes they don't sleep at all, sometimes they are eating some chickpeas, sometimes not even taking chickpeas. But what are we doing? We are eating 3 or 4 times. And how much we sleep? We sleep in the morning time, afternoon time and evening time. So what is, where is effort for us? So therefore we must endeavor. So at least we should follow the Chaturmasya Vrat. Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He will show mercy. By Nama Sankirtan everything will be accomplished. But we should still endeavor. We should have good character. Follow the instructions of Upadeshamrita. Follow the instructions of Upadeshamrita. Don't criticize anyone. We should always see the good qualities of others. Always stay with the Vaishnavas. Then only you will know. Mother Yashoda could not bind Krishna. Her face became colorless. Oh, I become ashamed in front of my sakis. I am embarrassed in front of my sakis. I could not bind him. Krishna then immediately became bound out of his mercy. My mother is suffering so much. His heart melted. Krupa Shakti is there. Vatsala Shakti is there. So Krishna's Krupa Shakti is the topmost potency. All the Aishwarya Shakti vanished and Vatsalya mood. Parental affection came. So just by the rope which was used for tying the knot of Yashoda's hair, that rope alone bound Krishna. So Krishna was bound by that rope to the grinding water. Krishna's hands could not reach the knot from behind. Then Subal, Sridhar, Madhumangal all came. Baldev Prabhu also came there. He arrived from the Upananda's house. He returned from Upananda's house. He was very angry. He said, I will punish one who has bound Krishna. Then Madhumangal told in the ear of Subal that Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna. Hearing that, Balram, he could not do anything. Then Krishna was thinking in the mind.
Oh,
I have cursed. I have got I got null and null Kuvar and Manigiri curse through Narad.
So I must try to.
I will follow the instructions of Narad. So he has cursed null Kuvar and Manigiri that they have become trees. Nalakuvar and Manigiri. Bathing naked in the Ganges river. They were two sons of Kuvar. They were drunk wine once. They were actually bathing with Apsaras. They were playing with Apsaras. Narad Muni told, you are like shameless like trees. He prayed to them. In Dwapar Yuga, you will become two twin Arjuna trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna actually remembered that. Then he told Sakhas that should push the grinding mortar. So there were two twin trees. Krishna actually passed the grinding mortar through it. But actually the grinding mortar became a little tilted. And due to the force of the grinding mortar, there was a huge sound of cracking and two trees were uprooted. Hearing that sound, there was no lightning, there was no cyclone, still the two trees were uprooted. Nanda Maharaj had gone to bathe in Brahmanda Ghat. Nanda Maharaj saw. If these two trees would have fallen straight, then Bhagwan would have been crushed, Krishna would have been crushed. But fortunately these two trees fell the other way. Till now Krishna was joking with his friends. As soon as he saw the father, he said, oh. He began to weep loudly. Nanda Maharaj came and took him in the lap. And very slowly opened the knot. Subal could not open that knot. Madhumangal could not open that knot. No one could open that knot. The knot of Vatsalaras cannot be opened by any other means. Sakhas cannot open it. Nanda Maharaj came there. He actually pacified Krishna. Gave him the one sweet ball made from gud. Oh, mother. Who bound you? Mother bound me. Mother Yashoda was standing, was sitting. She was standing at a distance like a wooden doll. Mother. Nanda Maharaj became very angry. He didn't speak anything. He took Krishna and Balaram in the lap and then they went to Brahmanda Ghat to bathe. Then they were taken to Goshala. Then they drank the milk of the cow to the heart's content. Then he gave them some sweet to eat. Then evening time, no one had cooked anything at home. There was no cooking was done. Upananda's wife, Baldev's mother Rohini, and all the elderly women, they went to Krishna. They told Baldev, catch Krishna and bring here. We have to take him to mother. Baldev actually came near Krishna, so Krishna gave him a big push and Baldev fell down. Oh, he's stronger than me. Rohini and Upananda's wife, they came, oh Krishna, would you not go to the mother? I will not go to the mother. Where will you stay? I will stay with my father. Who will you play with? I will play with Dau Bhaiya. What will you eat? I will drink the milk. I will drink the cow's milk, fresh cow's milk. I will never go to Mother Yashoda. Rohini mother said, if your mother, if your mother goes to Sitaram, which dies, what will you do? He began to weep loudly. And then then Rohini actually took Krishna and took Krishna in the lap of the other Maya Yashoda. Till now, Yashoda was not weeping, she had become like a wood. But when Krishna sat in her lap, she began to weep loudly. Then Rohini mother, Krishna told,
Krishna, Baba Aslo Khayte,
father came.
Tafan Krishna Baba bollo je tumar maa ke mari.
Shall I beat your mother?
Tumake kon kade che?
She has actually bound you. Then mother Krishna caught the hand of Nanda Maharaj.
Yashoda Akrandan sune.
So hearing the weeping of Mother Yashoda,
Krishna kaante lagde.
Krishna began to weep.
Dau bhaiya kaante lagde.
Dau brother began to weep.
Maha ekti.
Everyone began to weep. Everyone was weeping. Then everyone became a little pacified. So this is Krishna's childhood pastime.
Very good.
But this is not to be a problem. But I must get your phone. Pushes for me.
I like that.
Therefore, seeing the stick in my earphone, Krishna began weeping.
Yeah.
And those tears mixing with the
Kajal, Mastar
in his eyes, formed a
part
which looked like the Yamuna. Thus the decorations on his ears and
hair,
because of his long breath, were shaking very nicely.
If that had been,
he looked and cried. Krishna standing straight is very beautiful, very sweet. When he stands crooked in a Tribhanga pose, he is also very sweet. And even when he is weeping, he is also very sweet. Therefore, Mother Yashoda took the stick again. Will you do again? Then Krishna says, no, no, I won't do. Then seeing that Krishna was very afraid, Mother Yashoda threw the stick away. But still she was thinking, I have to punish him. Therefore, Mother Yashoda took the rope from her hair. That rope is 1.5 times the length of that finger to the elbow. And she went to bind Krishna to the grinding mortar. Both the grinding mortar and Krishna are like in a concave shape. Therefore that joining section between the grinding mortar is very thin, and Krishna's waist is not more than 12 fingers in circumference. But still with that long rope she could not bind even one time around the waist of Krishna. Instead, she was 2 fingers too short. Therefore, the Sakhi said to Mother Yashoda, it is not in your fortune that you will, it is not written in your fortune that you will bind your son. Therefore, Mother Yashoda determined, today I cannot bind him, tomorrow I will bind him, or the next day. Then she made a determined, and she was very determined to bind him. But no matter how many ropes she joined together, she was always 2 fingers too short. Why she could not bind Krishna? That time Krishna did not desire to be bound. Because all his friends, as well as the cows, were waiting for Krishna to go cow grazing and to play. Therefore Krishna manifested his Aishwarya Shakti, his opulence potency, and Krishna could not be bound. Therefore, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, in conclusion, Krishna cannot be bound by one's own efforts. Therefore, the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya have reconciled. There are 2 types of logic. One is Market Nyaya, the logic of the monkey. And the other one is? Manja Nyaya, the logic of the cat. Means, the monkey, the baby monkey has to grab hold of the mother but on the back or the stomach by his own strength, and the mother jumps from one tree to another. If the baby falls, the mother will not go back to pick him up. Therefore the baby monkey has to use all his own strength to catch hold of the mother. And the kitten is completely the opposite. He does not do anything, only he cries meh meh, and the mother takes him by the mouth everywhere. Therefore some people think to be like the kitten, I surrender, Bhagawan will do everything. He will give mercy. Then I'll do bhajan. No. That will be a shortage. Therefore, Mahaprabhu reconciled both these conflicting logics. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna's mercy is everywhere, but unless we endeavor, we cannot catch that mercy. Therefore, Madhya Soda determined, until I bind Krishna, I will not eat anything. Therefore, Gurudev says, just see the hard endeavors of Rupa Sanatana Goswami or Raghunath Goswami, how they endeavored, or Jogandara performed austerities for thousands of years to get Krishna as their son. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes he would sleep just 96 minutes a day, and sometimes he would not even sleep. Sometimes he would take some fried chickpeas, and sometimes not. Every day he would perform 1,000 dandavat pranams to Krishna, the associates of Krishna, the pastime places of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. But what is our austerity? Nothing. We are sleeping 4 times a day, sometimes 5. We're eating 4 times a day. Then how we can get bhakti like Raghunath Goswami? Then at least in this Kartik month, 1 month we should follow. Not criticize anyone, perform, always staying in association of Vaishnava, and completely follow the instructions of Sri Upadeshamrita. Therefore, Madhya Soda was feeling ashamed. In front of my friends, I cannot bind Krishna. Therefore, Krishna seeing her hard endeavor, Kripaya Sikswabandana. Krishna, by his own mercy, allowed himself to be bound. At that time, Krishna's Kripa Shakti predominated and Krishna's opulence potency left. Therefore, all the potencies of Krishna, Krishna's Kripa Shakti, or his most mercy potency, reigned is presiding like an empress. She presides over all other Krishna's energies. Therefore, Krishna allowed himself to be bound by the original rope, the hair rope of Madhya Soda. Madhya Soda bound Krishna with a knot in the back so that Krishna could not use his hands to free himself. That time, Sri Baladev Prabhu, who had been staying at the house of his uncle, Upananda, when he came and saw Krishna had been bound, he was very angry. Who has bound Krishna? That time, Subal whispered in the ear of Balaram, Mala has done. Therefore, Baladev gave up his anger immediately. Then Krishna remembered, I have to fulfill the words of Narad Muni. Narad Muni had cursed the two sons of Kumbhera, Manigriva and Nal Kumbhera, because they were naked and intoxicated, enjoying with the Apsaras, and they insulted Narad. Therefore, Narad cursed them, you will become trees. But when they prayed for forgiveness, then Narad softened. Okay, you will become trees, but you will be delivered by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, with the friends, they rolled the grinding mortar outside. And when Krishna went between the two trees, the grinding mortar was stuck. And Krishna pulled very hard. A huge sound rent the air. And both trees fell, one to one side and another to the other side. When Madhya Soda heard that sound, she came running. When Nanda Baba heard that sound, he also came running from Brahmandagar. Then Nanda Baba opened the knot of Krishna. Even the suckers like Marumango, Sridham and Subal could not open the knot. Only those in Vatsali Ras can open the knot of Vatsali Ras. Then Nanda Baba was very angry. What would happen if the tree fell directly and mashed Krishna? Then he would be dead. By some good fortune, the tree fell on either side. Therefore, in this situation, when Krishna would look towards his friends, he would laugh. And when he would look towards Nanda Baba, he would weep. Therefore, as Krishna was weeping, Nanda Baba took one guru of ladu and fed Krishna. Who has bound you? Mother has bound. That time, Madhya Soda was like a statue. And Nanda Baba, being very angry, took Krishna and Balaram, one on each shoulder, and went to Brahmandagar. The whole day he spent there, feeding Mishri sugar candy from his pocket, sometimes milking the cows directly in the mouth of Krishna. Therefore, it came to the time of Sandhya or sunset, but still Nanda Baba had not returned. So finally, when Nanda Baba returned with Krishna and Balaram, he did not enter the interior section of the of Nanda Baba. That time, the wife of Upananda, the wife of Baladeva, the mother of Baladeva, Rohini, as well as the other senior ladies, all went to where Krishna and Balaram were with Nanda Baba. Then Balaram went to take Krishna, but Krishna gave him one push and Balaram fell flat. Then Balaram was astonished. How strong is Krishna? That time, the wife of Upananda asked, "Oh Krishna, you won't go to your mother?" "No, I won't go." "Who will you play with? Who will play with you?" Then Krishna said, "Daubaya, I will play with Balaram." "Then who will feed you?" "Nanda Baba will feed me ladus." That time Rohini, who is supremely intelligent, she said, "But Krishna, what would happen if your mother?" "Radha, Satyas." Then Krishna began weeping. "Oh mother, mother." And Rohini took Krishna and put on the lap of Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda was in so much separation, even she could not weep. But when Rohini put Krishna on her lap, then she began weeping very loudly. That weeping, then Krishna was also weeping. Then Nanda Baba, hearing Mother Yasoda weep, he also began weeping. The whole of Gokul became drowned in weeping in Karuna Ras. That time Rohini went to cook something. Then Nanda Baba said to Krishna, "Will I beat your mother?" Then Krishna grabbed his hand. "Oh no, don't beat her." There was such a wonderful lila, Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So in this session today, 9:30 a.m. So whoever deserves any session, you must come back at 9:30. আজ আমরা সকলকে টিকিট বাসের জন্য টিকিট বিতরণ করব। আজকে পরিক্রমা খুব সংক্ষেপ, আপনারা 10টার মধ্যে এসে যাবেন, কারণ পরশু দিন আমাদের বাস দিয়ে বাস যাত্রা হবে। টিকিট না থাকলে বাসে চড়তে পারবেন না, 10টার সময় এসে সকলে টিকিট সংগ্রহ করে নেবেন। আর যারা এখানে এসে টিকিট দেওয়া হবে এখানেই, আর যারা এখনো টাকা জমা দেননি টিকিট করে তারা অবশ্যই আজকে করিয়ে নেবেন, নাহলে বাস যাত্রা করতে আপনাদের অসুবিধা হবে।
Who cleaned last night? Everyone raise their hand if they cleaned last night.
Nobody?
By himself? Krishna must have come. Okay, so tonight you please, after this program, please come and see me so we can keep arranging for everyone to clean. And keep everything very clean and nice. Thank you very much. One more announcement.
Very important announcement. The first communication workshop will take place today around 11:30 at the end of the curriculum before lunch here in Gopinath Bhavan at the courtyard to the back. The facilitator is Pujapad Vivinemi Maharaj and Gurudev is squarely behind me. It is an open meeting. We'll come together to share our hearts. So anyone who's interested, please come. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Narayana,
Narayana. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Hare
Rama Hare Krishna
Hare Rama
Hare Krishna
Rama Rama